You are listening to benstorah.com.
Shavuos Daf Shirayin Vov. The famous Shiloh of the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Tavtzik Dalet. Magen Avraham asks that L'chura we know Shavuos is in the wrong day. Shavuos is in the wrong day. Why is Shavuos in the wrong day? The Magen Avraham brings it in two ways. First of all, is we have a machlekes. When was Torah given? Was Torah given on Vov Sivan or Zayin Sivan? Machlekes the Gemara on Shabbos. Well, so first of all, before we get to that, the Gemara brings a machlekes if the Torah was given on Vov Sivan or Zayin Sivan, and then if Kamina is legabe the number of oinos that a woman has to wait in order to be tar, the Gemara does a whole cheshbon there in Gemara Shabbos and that pay Vov that pays ches. The ma'aseh we paskin la halacha like a mandama that holds longer. Meaning that we pass the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan, not Vov Sivan. That's how Magen Avraham starts. So we go in and Vov Sivan, we go and do a celebration, it should be really Zayin Sivan. Question number one. But then furthermore, the Magen Avraham asks, we know that what day did Am Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? There's a mandam the Gemara brings that was on Thursday. Most of the Shittas in the Gemara holds was Thursday. One Shitta said to Harilam that says they left on Friday. But most mandam in some of the Gemara holds we left on Thursday. If we left on Thursday, if Thursday was the first day of Pesach, so when should have been Shavuos? It's always a day later. Like this year, Pesach started on Shabbos, and Shavuos on Sunday. So if we left Yitzhar on Pesach, when should have been Shavuos? On Friday. When it says, Kul b'kol moidu shebe Shabbos nina teyo. So says the Magen Avraham, so what are we doing? We're celebrating the wrong day of Matar. Let's just see, right? He brings he says, and he brings the whole cheshbon of the things, and he says Mashik Shoy that Torah need to be in Aleph this year. That Yotzur time beyond May, that Torah need to be Shabbos. That's what he says. So bringing the Book of Rome an answer, which L'chura doesn't seem to be makes any sense. Criteria are Sormamoris of the Ramari Pano. The Bible is learning Yontov Sheni Shegaluyos. Is a remez or Yontov Sheni? L'chor, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean Yontov Sheni Shegaluyos? And then Yontov Shegaluyos is that whenever you go in and you have a Yomtiv, and Chutzar, that we didn't know when Yontov is, we had another day. What's the Shaykhis to the fact that Shavuos was given on the wrong day? We're celebrating the wrong day. And the Chayag already brings over here. What about Eretz Yisrael? So you're not doing Yontov Sheni. What's going on over here? Plus, he says, "Ve'efsher," says the Magen Avraham, "Ta'inu the karma yom echad oisiv Moshe midaytoy." Moshe Rabbeinu added one day. We know that the Torah was supposed to give a day earlier, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked to add one more day. What does that shach to understand?
Moshe Slavy says that the
Shpah comes down. Oh, someone comes to different. What's shach? What's going on? What's the two things here? We're celebrating the wrong day. And some Amor that says is telling us to Shani. Moshe Rabbeinu added one more day to delay it. That has to do with each other. What's going on over here? Upshot. Now, to add to the confusion of Yom Shavuos, we know the question the Chassid Sofer already brings. Sofer says, why do bichlal we have Yom Tosheni or Yom Shveni on Shavuos? Upshot. What is the whole reason we have a second day of Yom Tov? The whole reason we have a second day of Yom Tov is Sfeikat Yom Tov. What's Sfeikat Yom Tov? You don't know if they were Mekadesh Yom Tov or not, so you add to that a second day. That's the reason. In Shavuos, when is Shavuos Chal? Shavuos is never a specific day. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. Within then, everybody knew when Pesach was. There's a Raya B'Feresh, because if that, there's a Cheshbon is based on the Gemara, you should have 3 days Yom Tov sometimes. Because if you have more than 60 days of Cheshbon, you could have that problem. People knew within 50 days when Yom Tov was. So Shavuos, we knew when it was. So as the Chazal Sofer, as the Halakha Chazal Sofer, you should have only one day of Yom Tov on Shavuos. What do you have 2 days?
So
the Chazal Sofer, after that's already means. Chazal Sofer Zok, Loi Plug. That's what Sofer says. Sofer says Loi Plug. Listen, you're right in Chedam, we're not supposed to have. But Loi Plug, and really, I think he himself brings the Raya. The Gemara already brings the case, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, says what happened to some people that on Pesach, they knew there was already Pesach because it was 15 days since Rosh Chodesh. But Sukkot, they didn't know because Sukkot, even though you have 15 days, you have in the middle of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a little more complicated. So what do they do? Loy plug rabbanon. You do 2 days in both in Pesach and Sukkot. So the service says that's also shavuos. Maybe based on what we can understand today, we'll have a better havana of to answer the chazal sefer. Why do we have a yom tesheni and shavuos? On the question of the Magen Avraham, just to maybe more to emphasize the question, the Rivash has an answer, and the Rishayim mentioned it. Is that in the Chidami, Shavuos is on the wrong day? Meaning what? Torah was given only 1 day later. Hi, we're doing Yom Tov on Vav Sivan. The Torah doesn't say to do Yom Tov the day it was given Torah. The Torah says you have to do Yom Tov 50 days after Pesach. Hi, Shavuos is with the Matat Torah itself was not that day. And more with the Rav himself mentions that we mentioned Tefillah, Yoim, Zman, Matan Torah Seinu. Okay, so Yevosh says it's around the time. It's not exactly. Mechitez didn't say.
It has
to be around. But Shavuos itself is really nothing to do with Matan Torah. This is Rav saying that the Chud doesn't make any sense, especially it doesn't fit to all the Chazals that tell us. Ran brings the Chazal in the Medrash that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they counted 50 days to get to Matan Torah. That's the whole 50-day count. That's the whole sphere.
That's
Shechiyonu. That's where you count up. You don't count down all the different chedushim. So what do you mean? Of course, Avada, you have Shavuos supposed to be on. Shavuos not Matan Torah. What does Rav Yevosh mean? Shavuos not Matan Torah. So the Maharal has a classic Maharalic answer to explain the Magen Avraham. What are we doing Shavuos on the wrong day? And the Maharal looks something which will need some beer, and that's what we're trying to explain today. The Maharal says that mitzad hanoisen, mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready to give the Torah a day earlier. And this is what we mentioned before the Mogen Avraham. The Torah tells us in Shabbos that the Torah was supposed to be given 1 day earlier. Moshe came and added one more day and pushed Matan Torah by 1 day. So Kodesh Baruch Hu kivyocho was ready to give the Torah a day earlier. But Moshe says, 1 second, we need one more day to accept it. So mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah was given a day earlier. Mitzad, us, Am Yisrael, Moshe represents Am Yisrael, we said we need one more day. We said we need it delayed by 1 day.
That's why we call it Atzeret. Stop it.
Stop, maybe.
Stop.
So that's what the Maharal Zok. Maharal says, but when we go and we celebrate Yom Tov, we're going to celebrate Yom Tov mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu is a day earlier, so we do celebrate the day earlier. But Mitzidenu is really why the Torah was given later, because we weren't ready. We delayed it by 1 day. Now, to understand better Divrei Maharal, I want to add over here what we spoke about a little bit the last few weeks. What's Pshat? What do you mean? On Shavuos, we go ahead, we delay the Torah, we delay the Chag by 1 day. That it's the only time we see such a thing that, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do it, and we say, no, we wanna push it off. What's going on over here? What's the idea? What's Moshe Rabbeinu basically teaching us over here? So we know, spoke about the idea that what is the biggest chiddush of Matan Torah? Pashtus, Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu came and revealed himself to us. And he showed us the Yom the Rekim, as it says in Chazal, showed us the Torah, he gave us the Torah. This is what happened to us. But one can ask, we know that already happened to Kriyas Yamsuf. We saw in Kriyas Yamsuf was unbelievable. And it's brought that everybody saw. This is they came to the Havana and feast. What it says, what Shifcha Yam saw was the ultimate question. The Ramon Shapiro has a whole shot in this. The ultimate question of Yediyah Bchira. The idea, how can it be that Kriyas Baruch Hu controls the world and we have our own free will in the same time? Which is impossible to understand, as the Rambam says. They got to the ultimate understanding that will come to Achris HaYomim. That's what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf. So what's going on in Matan Torah? What are we adding in Matan Torah? So the Rambam says that what happened in Matan Torah is brought down in his Sefarim, and Moshe always speaks about it, is the idea that the Torah was given to us. Not only that Kriyas Baruch Hu came and revealed himself, he revealed himself that he gave it dafka to us. That we accepted the Torah, that the Torah is ours. That we are the Bailam and Torah. Right? As the famous Gemara and Shabbos, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Oyla Rekia, he wanted to take the Torah. And he came to the Malachim, came to burn him. And when they take him to Tanakh HaShemayim, it says, right, leave the Torah over here. Hashem Lachua, because Moshe Rabbeinu give an answer to the Malachim. So this, by the way, the Malachim go, they told the Malachim, what about all the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs not shaykh to you. Kavis, avichas, you have a father and mother, you have kinder, you have tachos. What do you mean, Malachim, you can't get the Torah? So the Malachim said, right, said, okay, we'll give you the Torah. Says, by the way, what do you mean? What is Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Malachim? And the Malachim did not know what it says in the Torah. They were fighting on something they didn't know.
Shameless.
Oh, so Pasha says, like the Ramban says, that's a famous answer. So the Ramban says that really the Torah is revealed in a different place. The Torah is revealed as mitzvahs that come to us. But when it's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call it Torah Shmoy Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eish Choyer Ksuv HaGabei Eish Levona. A very high level. The Torah has different levels. So like we said, we don't want the Torah that it says Lusir Tzach. We want the Torah, the way it's revealed up there in Shemayim. Shmoy told Moshe, so Moshe says no, but we want to bring it down to Kagra. The Shaila is still. So what is the answer? Malachi say we want a higher level Torah. What Moshe Rabbeinu says, what about Lord Sitzak? They should say, Shkak feel it is on the higher level. So the Pashas comes over here, because Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Malachim, you're right, there's a higher level Torah. But there's a lower level Torah as well. Are you able to connect to the lower level Torah? Are you able to bring Torah down here to the Karka, to the lowest level? The only one who could do it is Adam. And if you want to add to it, the only one who can connect to the low level, but he also eventually can get to the higher level, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, that really Adam, who's greater? Malach Adam. Says Nefesh HaChaim, Machlekes, and we're showing you who's greater. Malach Adam. Says Nefesh HaChaim, Pashas, the answer is, really, the greater one is Malach. Malach is Ruchni. He's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's at the highest level. But Adam, he has the power to change the world. And he can elevate himself and bring himself to high, the highest levels. He can progress and get to levels where Malachim can't get to. So, because what Moshe tells the Malachim, right, you are connected to a very high level of Torah. But what about the lower level? The lower level you have no shaykhs to. The Adam can be shaykh to both. So you have no shaykhs to that lower level. We need to bring the Torah down that it can be connected and be owned by a lower level entity. The Torah is brought down to Adam, and it's under the rules, kivyochol, and the systems, the ma'arachos that Adam has, it belongs to us right now. I think we mentioned this already here. Moshe always brings this question. He says, we know that we have mitzvah shebeinu lamakom, mitzvah shebeinu lachaver. I mentioned it already, right? So the idea is that you have two parts of Torah. The luchos themselves are divided. Mitzvah shebeinu lamakom, mitzvah shebeinu lachaver. And as Rashi brings the beginning of Shir HaShirim, each mitzvah shebeinu lamakom is magbil, it's exactly parallel to mitzvah shebeinu lachaver. Why mitzvah shebeinu lachaver is tefes makom la'atzmei? Why is it standing in itself? And the answer is the Torah is given from Noisin HaTorah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mikabel HaTorah, which is Adam. The Medrash tells us that the way the Luchos were given is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding the top of the Luchos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the bottom of the Luchos. What's the pshat? So to brought down, the idea is that the Torah is given as a giver and a receiver of Torah. It's a shutvas of Torah, a partnership of Torah. You need the Adam, and you need the Noisir Torah, you need the Mekabel Torah. You need to have the two partners in Torah. You need to be associated with both. So in the Torah itself, there's mitzvahs that belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one level of Torah. There's another level, there's another parsha, there's another system of Noisir Torah. And as we mentioned, that's a parsha pshat, that Yom Kippur Eino Mechaper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the mitzvahs that belong to me, with the one partner of Torah, I can be moichel, I can take care of. But the mitzvah shebeinu lachaver, that's not mine. As the Q.A. goes on and says, mitzvah shebeinu lachaver, you want to say there's a bailus. The Adam has a ownership on these mitzvahs. The mitzvah shebeinu lachaver is that you, every yid, this is a gevaldik yisoid, in Torah, you have a responsibility klape noisin haTorah, and you have a responsibility klape mikabel haTorah, klape the giver, the receiver of Torah. It's two different entities and they're both equal, kivyachol, and to a certain extent in Torah. So there's responsibility, klapei the noisin, klapei the mekabel. And as that Rashi Shir Hashem says, each one of these levels are exactly parallel. And the same way, just to bring one point out of there, anoich Hashem elokecha is you have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Loisirtzach, the oimik of loisirtzach is not only don't do something which is not humane, do not act not nice to your friend, but you have to recognize the maila of your friend. If you go ahead, a person, if Rachel goes ahead, Chas Hashem, he kills somebody, it's not only that he's doing something that's improper, he's mazik somebody. He's denying, he's be koifer. They said we have kfir by Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's koifer in the koyach of Adam. That is what's with Gal and Matan Torah. And the Torah is the gilu of what the Adam is all about. The Adam who can bring all the mitzvahs, lo yisitzach, lo yisitzach, and all that. The Adam who can go ahead and receive Torah and he has all the mitzvahs. That's the gilu of Torah. That's the gilu of what Torah came to the world. So Zog the Maharal, when Moshe, right here, when Torah was given, there's another chiddush. There's another einfeld over here. What's that chiddush? What's that point? That point is that not only that you have not only that a Kishbul gives a Torah, but we are such owners of the Torah that we can go ahead and dash and say, we want you to push it one day later. Who are you? We are partners. We're equal. We're equal in Torah over here. We have both. The song that we sing in the end of the Seder gives us all the Yisoidis of the Mispurim, the numbers in Yiddishkeit. So we have Echot. What's Echot? Echot mi yodea. Echot elokeinu v'shamayim v'aretz. There's only one. Shnaim shtei luchos habris. The luchos habris, which is one luch, keneged b'nod l'moker. One luch, b'nod l'mokadera, that's the ultimate two that we have. It's a two. It's kibok like a lezivug. And when we're speaking about dafka and Torah, it's called Yom Chasunosoi. Even though Yom Chasunosoi in the Mishnah is referring to Matan Luchashtiris. But it's a time when you have as the Sukkim and Shirashim, it's kibokal, a marriage between Kosh Baruch and Am Yisrael. It's the two equal partners in Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kosh Baruch Hu, you are ready one day, but we have to add one more day. Dafka now in Matan Torah, there's a gilui that the Adam has the power to come and request and ask another day. Because he is an owner in Torah, he's a bialim in Torah, he has sheikhs in Torah. So he can ask for one more day to be added over here. He can ask for one more day. Now, so says the Maharal, Mimele, the Torah was supposed to be given one day earlier. Klapi ha-Noisim. Klapi ha-Mekabel needs to be given one day later. That's what he says. Okay. So why do we celebrate the Iker Shavuos on Yom Tov Rishon? So the Maharal, because what's that day? Because Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always do Yom Tov Mitzad HaNoisim. By the way, what's Pshat? We do Yom Tov Mitzad HaNoisim. So even though Beis Din, we are, the Yom Tov comes from Am Yisrael, there are Mekadesh, the Beis are Mekadesh, but still Lamaisa, the Mekadesh, you bring it to that level, but Yom Tov is considered to be Kviya V'Kayimah. So they always speaks about it. Yom Tov is considered, it's called Shabbos as well. So we prepare the world for the Yom Tov to come. But the Yom Tov comes with Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we celebrate the Yom Tov, we celebrate Yom Tov from Kadosh Baruch Hu's side. We tell that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yom Tov came a day earlier. Now do it. What?
She's in timing, even though we're business Makadosh the Yom Tov, right? As I say in the Pasuk over there, still the Rosh Hashanah.
The Rosh Hashanah has to do the Kedusha. The Kedusha, Tzadik Kavah.
Right. Ascribed to Shabbos.
That's what Tzadik goes and says basically the three levels. We say, Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayimah. We don't do anything for Shabbos. It's automatic. Rosh Chodesh, today was Rosh Chodesh, as we go into Rosh Chodesh. It's only us. Nothing else happens. It says with the Yom Tovim, but Rosh Chodesh itself is only us. The Yom Tov, we set the days, but the Maizah, the Kedusha has to come from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivilchus Maskim Al Yadeinu, says, I agree with you. If it's only us, we can't bring that Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be Kedusha. So the Yom Tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we go through the first day when he was ready. But the Maizah comes out according to that the whole concept of a Yom Tov Sheni, what is a Yom Tov Sheni? Rabbanan came in Takin, even though we have one day of Yom Tov, we need another day, we need one more day, we need a second day. That second day is a gilui that not only Kadosh Baruch Hu is kivya over here, but that we can go ahead and say that we need to add one more day. Because Chazal came and said, based on their Havana, was that we have to add one more day. And here I have to add what's brought down by Tanya. So what's the idea? He says, the idea of Yom Tov Sheni and Golius. Obviously, the basic shot is, Pashim Shad is the Gemara in Beita tells us that we didn't know that they didn't know the Kviyah V'Yacha. Shem Yach is not like a cool, even though today we do know, we still keep it 2 days. But then it says there's an oimik in there. That in Chutzart, it takes another day for Yom Tov to be Chal. Yom Tov comes to the world. It takes, in Eretz Yisrael, when you're Chatzar Melech, in Eretz Yisrael, you're living in the courtyard of the king. So it's very easy for the Gedusha that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world to be Chal right away. You can right away grasp it. When you go to Chutzart, you need 2 days for the Gedusha to be Chal. It's not enough for one day. You're far away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kivyachol it takes another day to come. Mitzad HaMekabel, mitzad us, mitzad the receivers of Torah, we speak about the outside world, we need one more day. In Eretz Yisrael, you're living in Kadosh Baruch Hu's lit place, so you don't need your chalois for the Yom Tov to happen. But we're speaking of Yom Tov Sheni, not Chazal, or added that based on the level of Adam. Based on the Pashup Shat, because Adam was not ready to get it. But Chazal also added it because that's our level of Chapin when we are not in the Chatzar HaMelech, when we're in an old place, in our Rishos of outside, then we need one more day to have the Yom Tov. So the whole idea of Chlal Yom Tov Sheni is the Mitzata Mikabel from the receivers, we add one more day. So it comes out, according to the Maral, it comes out very Gishmak. Maral put all these out together. Shavuos, Mitzad Shavuos itself, and in Chanam, Shavuos is the day of Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Am Yisrael came and revealed when we received Torah that Am Yisrael are partners of Torah, they have Koyach HaTorah, they have Kavli HaTorah, they can add one more day. Every Yom Tov Sheni in general is the Gilui that not only we have a Gilui Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a Gilui Mitzideinu as well, every Yom Tov Sheni. Because why do we have another day? First of all, Chazal that comes from us, that we decided to do it. And second, according to Baal Tanya, the whole idea of Yom Tov Sheni is that, you know, in order to be spread around the world towards all the Mekablim, all the receivers, we need to add one more day. So that's the concept in general. So when we get to Shavuos, that's the ultimate Gilui of Mekablim HaTorah, the ultimate Gilui of Adam in the world, we have 2 days Yom Tov. And with that, we answer the question of Chazal Sofer. Says the Chazal Sofer, so what's pshat that we go ahead and add another day? And on Shavuos, we don't need 2 days on Shavuos, it's not the day. Says the Chazal Sofer, loy pluk. According to that, the loy pluk is very gishmak. The loy pluk means that the same oymik that you have in every second day of Yom Tov, you have in Shavuos as well. What is always the second day of Yom Tov? The mitzvah mekabli, you need another day. That gil is revealed even more so in Shavuos. In every Yom Tov, you have another excuse why you have it. You also have the push-up shot. You need to have it because we didn't know when it was Kfir Diach. But Shavuos, not only, I didn't even have that push-up shot. I needed to come and add in one more day because I'm just trying to reveal that Yeshua, that's what Shavuos is all about. Shavuos is ala mekabater. Shavuos means that I, as a, the Torah is giving us from Noisim to Mekabel. We have to have both. Mainly, that could be the pshat in the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham goes on and says, what's the reason we have a second day of Yom Tov? Yom Tov was given us the wrong day. Katir, it's Asar HaMores, the Baalir's Mazlani Yom Tov Shein Shegolius. It's coming to Miramis that you have a second day of Golius. When we ask, what do you mean, second day of Golius? Second day of Golius, there's no Sheikhus over here. It's a second day of Golius you add because second day of Yom. What does that have to do over here? But according to this Maharal, Pshat is, no, what it means is the reason Torah was given a day later is to be Megal Lekoyecha Mekabel. The idea that Am Yisrael or have a partnership and they can make decisions and they are Shaykh at the same level and make differences. You mean that's a different Yom Tov Sheni. The whole idea of Yom Tov Sheni in general is Pshat. The Yom Tov Sheni is that a Mekabel needs one more day to receive it. We don't know the date according to the Pashup Shat, because of Baal Tanya. Mehar is Yom Tov Sheni. If sure, the Hayinu the Karma Yomechot Oysi Moshe Medaitoi. Says the Mogen Avraham, why should we add one more day because of that? According to this Maharal, it's mamish to step shot. The Yom Tov Sheni in general means that we did something of our own. Why should we hoisiv yom mechamidator? He added one more day. Just to be made, and there's two last points. Number one is that the it's brought down the there's a Baal Tanya, Gevaldik Baal Tanya on Pesach and the Kutei Torah that says we mentioned a few weeks ago when Am Yisrael came on Mitzrayim. Why don't we start Sefer HaSoimer right the first night? Well, let's say we should do Sefer HaSoimer. We start Sefer HaSoimer only the second night. What's that? So he says, when we went out of Mitzrayim, we know that we had no Shaykhs in Mitzrayim. How many souls were such a low level of Memti Chari Tumah, based on the discussion in the Lesher and everything, buddy, but we were very high, low level, we didn't deserve to go out. Why we got out? So it's called the Tzerusa de Leila. Kadosh Baruch Hu came down and pushed us out from Mitzrayim. We had no Shaykhs. Second day, that's when we started building our own koyach. We start from the second day, slowly until we get to Matan Torah. According to this, comes to something very gishmak. The Torah is always given on the 50th day. But the question mitzad who? Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went out of Mitzrayim the day earlier. He already started the process. So 50 days later comes to Shavuos. But we in the first day were not existent. We just started the process of being existing a day later. So Mitzideinu, we get the Torah a day later. His Baal Tanya students very well with this Maharal. Mitzad HaNoisen, you're 1 day earlier because we started the process a day earlier. Mitzad HaKabbalah, you start a day later, you're also that. That's just and just to end with this idea, Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisiv Yom Tov. If you look at the Gemara over there, the Maaseh it's a Machloikis. And Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisiv Yom Tov, depending on the Machloikis, that we do Vov Sivan or Zayin Sivan, the same question, the first question of the Mogen Avraham. So, according to one man, Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisiv Yom Tov, he added one more day. That's why we had to push it to Zayin Sivan, and that's why we got it if we say Zayin Sivan. But we hold Vav Sivan. A Could the mandor of Vov Sivan Torah was given? We should be loyal Sivan for that. He did not have one more day. So what do you do with that? Not the Shaila. So Lamai said the Reb Tzodek asked this question. He has also a whole cheshbon Yomei Midaiter. When he added one more day, says the Reb Tzodek, what about according to the mandor he didn't add? So Reb Tzodek says, yeah, but according to the second mandor, if you look in the Gemara has a whole cheshbon. If you look in the Gemara, it's a Gishmak Gemara to learn the Yeshuas. It says that according to the second mandor, there were me'aber ear. Ear, this year, we had only one day Rosh Chodesh. Today. But according to this Manomer, they had more than all cheshbon, they had 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So who came and added another day to Rosh Chodesh? Beis Din. Who is Beis Din? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Yom HaMidah to Mimon HaShach. Either he added an actual 1 day right before Shavuos, or he added a day to Rosh Chodesh. That's what Tzolik says. But I did not just heard now in the trip with our Moshe, we're learning, Rav Yonah said, Abish has another cheshbon. And according to that, we have another Hoisi Vereshah Chavidarito, where that will end. He says, the Abish tries like this. He brings a Medrash, he found the Medrash, that he says that in Milchemas Amalek, there was the same nace that happened by Yeshua in the eye. What happened to Yeshua in the eye? The sun stood and did not go for a whole day. The sun stood there for a whole day. The same thing in Milchemas Amalek, the sun stood and did not go a whole day. So Rameshah brought that the Maharal says, whoops, shot, the sun stood. So the night did not come all over the world? Says not Sapshat. Havadai, there was Shkia around the world. But there was a Shemesh, there was a sun with a higher level light. Or Ruchni, that was mayor to them doing that Milchama. And the whole world realized in that place there's light. But Havadai, the world continued to go. The world, the days continued to go. But there was some light, you couldn't see the Shkia in the place of the Milchama's eye, because there was an Or Ruchni. Or a gun was there was Bukea from the sun. It says if you're in Abishitz, when was Mechemas Amalek? When it came to Mitzrayim, on the way to go to Getayu. The sun stood up for 24 hours, but the days continued. So it says if you're in Abishitz, Mitzat Sphere saw Ymer, they couldn't count another sphere, there's no Shkia. They saw light. So they had to wait. When did they count the next sphere? They count the next sphere only 1 day later. One of the days of Sfira was double. So says, if you see, obviously, beside the Sfira, so really the Torah was given on the 50th day. But when you count the actual days, you realize there's another day added. So Zavianis said, that's why the Torah was given on the really on the 50th day. Hi, and when you do the Cheshbon, it was Thursday and thing, it's that. So it says, according to that, it comes out that you can say that Kritis Zavianis, the average of that's the Hoisi Vierich HaMedaitre. Because of the Mechemes Amalek that came with Moshe, Yeshua, Moshe picked up his hand, put it on his hands, that whole story is going over there, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu made another day being added to the world, because he pushed the Yom of Sfira one more day, and that's how the Torah was given the last day. The Ma'isa, we should know that we get to Matan Torah, we get to Shavuos, Be'ez Hashem, in a few nights, we get into the day where Adam was created, a human being who can control and create in Torah, the whole Torah Shabbat Peh, and the whole Yom Tov, that's the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos. We should be Zoyche to really be Mekabel Torah, and be Mechatshet Torah, and violate Torah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.